What did he expect me to do? Just lie there like a mop and let him tear me out of the embrace of the woman who loved me so dearly? Heck no! I went to full lockdown and sank my claws into, well, her legs, for one thing, and I'll admit that wasn't the best thing to do. She kind of screeched, but it was a nice screech, not one that said, "Get out of my sight, you nasty dog." It was more like, "Ouch, maybe you could be a little more gentle with your claws." Yes, it was a fond screech, actually more of a squeal than a screech. Slim opened the door and dragged me out, then pitched me back into his pickup. "Doofus," he grumbled, then took a step toward Viola. He stopped, groaned, and pushed a kink out of his back. She noticed.
"Did you hurt your back?"
"Oh, it's just a little catch. I need to go to the chiropractor one of these days. Sorry about Hank, ma'am, and I hope he didn't ruin your clothes."
"Oh, it's all right. Actually, it's kind of flattering."
She smiled and fluttered her eyelids. Slim didn't notice. "He's been acting weird ever since he found out I'm gonna take him to obedience school." He told her all about the day's dark events, shall we say. "Loper pitched a fit, and now I have to..." He gazed up at the sky and shuffled his boots. "Say, Viola, how'd you like to go with me in the morning?"
"Is this a date?"
"Well, sort of. I guess so. Sure, you might have a calming effect on bird brain here, and, well, I'd enjoy your company too." She studied him for a long moment.
"Slim, this isn't like you. It's so romantic. Going on a date to an obedience school for dogs."
Slim's Adam's apple did flips and his face turned red. "Maybe it wasn't such a great idea. Just skip it." She reached out a hand and touched his arm.
"It's a wonderful idea, and I'm so glad you thought of it. And yes, I'd be honored. I wouldn't miss it for the world."
Slim heaved a sigh and fanned his face with his hat. "I'll pick you up around 8:30. She waved goodbye and drove away. Slim climbed back into the pickup and we started down the road again. He gave me a nullifying glare and didn't say another word. What was his problem? Hey, I'd gotten him a date with the cutest, sweetest single lady in Ochiltree County. So what was he steamed about? Without my help, do you suppose he'd had enough sense to ask her to a dance or a movie or some normal place where people go? Heck no, but I got no thanks for it. Instead, he sulked and brooded all the way to the house. That's fine with me. I had nothing more to say to him, and he sure didn't have anything I wanted to hear, especially another corny song. I turned my back to him, and we rode the rest of the way in stony silence. It was almost dark by the time we walked into the house. Slim shuffled into the kitchen and started building himself a ketchup and canned mackerel sandwich. I took a big yawn and stretch, rolled over on my back, and surrendered my weary bones to the... I sat up and glanced around. Slim was busy in the kitchen, right? Busy with other things and wasn't watching me, right? Heh, foolish man. Did he think I'd forgotten about tomorrow? As quietly as a thief, I rose to my feet and began stalking around the outside walls, sniffing doors, windows, holes in the baseboard, searching for any tiny opening that might allow me to... A mouse trap? Okay, would your bide is focused on busting out of prison.